The word today is praying. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. Prayer is a regular activity of people around the world, and there are many different forms of prayer. Jesus taught his followers how to pray. Did you know there are right and wrong ways to pray? Jesus not only taught us a specific prayer, the Lord's Prayer, but also how to communicate correctly and directly with God the Father. Here with more on this wonderful topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Praying.
Recently, I was talking with us about being transformed or being changed in order to not become like the world, not conform to the world and follow its thinking and desires, but to be changed to become more like Jesus, our Savior. One of the ways that we can change in order to become more like Jesus is to learn how to pray. Now, you might think that's kind of an unusual thought. Many of our listeners in different cultures around the world pray a lot. They might offer up many, many prayers a day, and they might have prayer wheels, or they might have set prayers in books and things like this. Some Christians repeat prayers several dozen times. And yet, Jesus teaches us what God is really looking for when it comes to prayer. So I'd like to share with you Jesus' instruction on prayer from Matthew chapter 5, starting at verse 5. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I'll tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they'll be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Jesus is teaching us some very important things about prayer, and I'd like for us all to become better at learning to pray like Jesus did. Now, many Christians around the world pray what's called the Lord's Prayer. That's what you heard here, Jesus praying. It's an example. It's a sample of how we're supposed to speak to God. And there is a danger in taking that example and then turning it into a repetitious thing, like a form that is said over and over and over again, as though you get bonus points just for saying it a lot of times. I've said before that, you know, if we love somebody and really want to have a relationship with them, we don't just repeat similar phrases over and over again. You know, if there's a person named Tom and I like him, I'm not just going to repeat, Tom's a great guy, I really like Tom, you should know Tom, he's a wonderful person. I'm not going to say that to him over and over again. I'm going to talk to him like a regular conversation. That's what prayer really is. And that's one of the things Jesus teaches us. Now, let's take a look at some things about prayer. First, if you're a Christian, whether you're really committed or just getting started, or maybe you're a Christian who's struggling, here's a couple of things about prayer. One is that you want to stop thinking about your prayer life as though there's times occasionally that you do prayer. And I want you to start thinking about having a life of prayer. There is a big difference between having a prayer life, where you do it occasionally, and a life of prayer where you're in a continuous discussion, a continuous flow, a relationship talking with God. I'd like you to do less form prayers, less of these prepackaged simple prayers, you know, the kind like if you eat a meal and you say the same thing every time, every meal. Get away from that. Start talking to God. Start thanking Him and discussing things with Him. I'm not saying form prayers are bad, but get beyond this. Little children memorize little rhymes and lyrics, but you're grown up. Start talking to God as a grown up. Go beyond scheduled prayer times. Talk with God in between continuously while you're driving in the car, while you're at work. He wants to hear from you. Have a running conversation with God. This is what He's really looking for. And don't worry about which person in the Trinity to pray to. At times, I pray to God the Father. Sometimes, I'll also pray to Jesus, or I might pray to the Holy Spirit, depending on what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling. So don't get hung up on that. Don't treat God like a vending machine, as though if you say the right things, like putting the right amount of money into your vending machine and hit the right buttons, you're going to be given exactly what you want. God is not a vending machine. He's an individual who wants to have a relationship with you. So don't try to manipulate God and heap up phrases, which, by the way, is one of the things Jesus warns us against. He warns us, first of all, against showiness and trying to impress everyone else with how religious we are. Jesus says, you've received your reward in full if that's your goal. So if you want to impress other people, that's all you'll get. You won't be impressing God. So I advise you to be humble about it. Our family does pray if we go out to a restaurant or wherever, we quietly pray together. We're showing our faith, but we're not trying to do this so everyone's impressed. Jesus warns us against, as I said, heaping up empty phrases. In verse 7, He says, do not keep on babbling like the pagans, for they think they're going to be heard because of their many words. Now, I have to be careful because this is a sincere practice for many people. They think that if they repeat things over and over again, that this is getting them some benefit with the spiritual world. First of all, there is only one Creator. There is only one God, the God of the Bible. There is only one Savior, Jesus Christ. This is a personal God. This is not a force. This is not some kind of spiritual vapor out there somewhere. You're not trying to manipulate and control the spiritual environment with prayer. You're talking with God. You're sharing with your Heavenly Father. You're discussing things with Jesus, your Savior. That's prayer. Prayer is conversation, similar to you would have with someone else. For instance, repeating yourself. And you're like, oh, did something happen to the radio? No, I just said it four times. I'll say it again, repeating yourself. What's the point of repeating yourself? In prayer, it's a problem. You're not really communicating anything to God if you're just repeating yourself over and over and over again. Jesus warns us, don't do that. And then He leads into the Lord's Prayer where He says, Our Father in heaven, and then brings seven different things to discuss. We call them petitions that you have with God. So God is not looking for you to just keep on heaping up phrases and to repeat yourself over and over again. He's looking for sincere conversation from you. Share with Him your fears. Share with Him your frustration. Share with Him your joys. Share with Him your love. Talk to Him. This is what He's looking for. Also in prayer, I'd encourage you, if you're a Christian or if you're just becoming a Christian, and someone has a concern or a burden or a joy, and there is a temptation to say, I'll pray for you. That's a common statement that if someone shares a burden or a need, it's supportive. It's loving to say, well, I will pray for you. You know what? Stop saying that I don't mean don't pray. I mean pray right then. Stop saying, I'll pray for you sometime, and lead them in prayer. Do it. Lovingly say, do you mind if we pray now? Do you mind if I share prayer? And ask them whether they would join you in praying for their concern and their need. This is one of the best ways to show your love. This is a great way to show the person that you really care about what's happening to them and that you really believe that the Lord is listening to their concern. Please do that. Instead of saying, I'll pray for you, there's no sin in saying that, but it doesn't really do anything as effective as saying to them, let's pray now, and showing them unity and love and that God is listening. Would you please do that? And anybody can do that. It's just simple requests, simple conversation, or simple thanksgiving. You can do it. It's like learning to play a sport. You get better and better at it the more you do. Prayer is also healing. When you confess your sins to God, you'll receive healing. It'll be therapeutic for your soul. You don't have to carry the guilt, because guilt is crushing. In your spirit, you know the evil you've done. You know the sin you have, and you need forgiveness through Jesus Christ. So go to God regularly, daily, and confess your sins. I remember someone once said, oh, I'd feel bad all the time. They don't get it. You feel better when you confess your sins and know that God has forgiven you in Jesus Christ. You don't have to carry the guilt. You don't have to carry the shame. God wants you to be free of that through His forgiveness. There's so many things about prayer that are beautiful. I hope that you will take the time to really honestly talk with the Lord, converse with God. This is what He's after. Don't make it a big deal to win appreciation from others. Don't just repeat phrases over and over again. That's not talking with God. The Lord God, our Heavenly Father, has given us our Savior Jesus. He wants to talk with you. He wants to hear from you and then share with you through the Bible. So please carry on a conversation with God through loving prayer for the sake of our Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.